join a new team for the first time in your career?
Second time new team, but I'm excited to be here. This is probably the best professional football environment that there is. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I love the East Coast. I love this part of the country. So I'm excited. I'm happy, and just glad for the opportunity.
When you got the call, were you surprised? Were you when these guys walked?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is my first time as a free agent. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how it worked. I've got some good friends who are very talented football players who still haven't, signed on with anybody. So, I didn't know what to expect. And so the phone call early was great. And, like I said, it was somewhat surprising. But it was the one that I was hoping to get, to be honest. When I kind of evaluated free agency and different teams and how I thought I would fit culturally as well as like from an offense standpoint, this was one that I had targeted. So to have the interest be mutual. Well, I mean, the success part, for sure, that speaks for itself. And then, you know, just being in the NFL and being kind of on the other side of that rivalry for a while, there's not like a hatred or anything. It's more of a respect. And as you learn more about the teams you're playing, especially this one, you kind of get an appreciation for how they do things and just the way it's run and that sort of thing. So, it's the perfect fit in a lot of ways.
How difficult were the past three seasons for you?
They certainly weren't how I would have hoped for them to go. But I've learned a lot of things, and going forward, that's kind of in my past, I guess I would say. I mean, it's a basic rule. I look forward as opposed to back, and that's the focus that I'm putting on it right now.
So how's your health these days?
Again, that's another one of those things that's just. Kind of, I'm leaving all that kind of behind. Right now, I'm here. I'm happy to be here, and feel pretty good. So,
what was it like coming here and being in the home locker room as opposed to the visitors' locker room?
It was weird. Like just now, like walking down that way, that was odd for sure. I've never seen the stadium from this, I guess, vantage point. But it's a great facility, and I will say everybody's been super nice and very welcoming. Despite what they told me in Indianapolis, everybody's really nice here. So it's a great place, and I'm happy to be here.
Brian Hoyer was talking yesterday about how odd it is that you guys were high school teammates and now you're NFL teammates.
It's very odd. Yeah, when you leave high school, you certainly don't expect to kind of reacquaint yourself with your high school quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, I wasn't even sure I was going to play at Ohio State, let alone in the NFL. So, it's cool, and it's nice to kind of have a familiar face and somebody that you've known a while. I mean, I've known his wife longer than him. She was one of my sister's best friends growing up. So, there's definitely a familiarity there that's nice and comfortable. So.
How odd was last season in Indy from a team perspective?
Yeah, it was just odd. It honestly was kind of like a head scratcher for everybody. So, it's kind of one of those things where I don't really think about it much now, especially now that I'm here. I mean, there's so many positive things and so many great things going on around this organization that I'm just trying to jump in and see where I can. That's part of it. There's going to be competition anywhere, and like I said, I'm happy for the opportunity. I have from my perspective, I have an opportunity with the best football program in the National Football League, and I can't ask for anything more than that.
It's pretty tremendous if you've got, as a receiver, playing with a quarterback like Peyton Manning, then to Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, I was joking with my friends. A very strict Hall of Famer only policy. just stay with that group. So no, I don't know. I mean, it's good. It's wonderful, obviously. Quarterbacks make receivers look very good, and you know, hopefully I can get some opportunities with him. I'm just really just looking forward to everybody getting back in, and you know, once we can get with the coaches and get the offense going and things like that. It's my focus.
Have you had any opportunity to speak with Tom since you signed?
I have not. I've spoken with Brian plenty of times, and you know, I'm kind of sneaking around trying to learn as much as I can. There's kind of some goofy rules right now in terms of what you can and can't do, but you know, that's really my focus, whether it's with Tom or with Brian or with anybody, is just to learn this offense as quickly as humanly possible. You know, I know just from watching that it's, you know, it's a pretty complex, pretty involved offense. And then the one in Indy was too, so that part of it doesn't worry me. But I do want to make sure that, you know, when it's time to get out on the field and go through things, that there's no hesitancy mentally, because I know if I don't know exactly what I'm doing, yeah, there's going to be problems for me, because it's a lot harder to play when you don't know what you're doing. So.
Do you think, do you have any reservations about the fact that he might not throw the ball to a Buckeye?
No, I didn't think of that, actually. Yeah, I guess he did. no, I don't. I would hope not. I think I got along real well with Mike Hart when he was in Indianapolis, and we actually played against each other a lot, so I don't anticipate that being an issue. I hope not.
Do you feel like you have anything you need to prove to yourself?
I don't know. I don't really look at things that way. I really don't. I mean, honestly, like, every season I come up with a plan that I think is going to get me to the point that I want to be in. And then I go through that process and try to accomplish goals and things like that. And that's how I've approached everything. I've never felt like, I mean, in school I never felt like I was proving anything to myself, taking tests or anything. I never felt that way. From a football standpoint, no matter what I'm doing, I try to come up with a kind of a recipe for success and go at it that way. You know, I've always been convinced that if I am able to go through those steps, that it'll result in what I want. So that's kind of how I approach it. I'm not really like a prove it to myself kind of guy, I don't think.
Is it too soon then to ask what your plan is for this season?
I've got a pretty I've got it written out. I'm not going to share it with anybody, but I have. I mean, and again, it's like, it's more process than anything. It's just, this is the process I think I need to go through to get to A, B, and C. That's kind of the approach that I always take. So,
what were you doing during the Super Bowl?
What was I doing?
Yeah,
I was sitting on my couch in Indy. I told Coach Belichick when I spoke to him, I'm probably one of the few people outside of this area of the country that was actually rooting for the Patriots. No, I was just sitting at home. I had one of my buddies over, so I stayed out of downtown.
Is that due to the respect of the rivalry that you were rooting for them?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, yeah, probably. I just, I don't know. And there was kind of like an underdog feel to it for some reason. Even, it just felt that way. I don't know why. But, so.
Would you have said that if Tom Coughlin had called it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I probably wouldn't have mentioned it. So. It's more what you don't say than what you do say sometimes. So
draft's coming up, obviously. How much pressure for you has there been over the course of your career with maybe living up to the hype of being a first-round pick? I mean, did you feel at all the need? I know you said you're not a prove yourself kind of guy, but how much pressure goes along with maybe living up to that billing?
That's kind of in the same vein as like the prove myself kind of. I mean, I have expectations for myself and goals and desires that are personal, but you know, I think they far outweigh anything that a draft selection can possibly justify. So that's not really something that I concern myself with. I'm concerned with being successful and helping the New England Patriots win football games. That's my goal. So you know, that if that happens and people say it was a great draft pick 5.5 years ago, then great. If not, honestly, I'm not I don't care that much. So,
what was about your draft that day like? Thinking back, I know last pick of the first round, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, it's a kind of a crazy day. I've always like the only guy who's really really happy is the first pick. Everyone else probably thinks they should have got picked higher. I mean, it's an emotional day and whatever. At the end of the day, though, I think everybody would probably agree with this. You get picked and you're just like thrilled that it's over and that you know, finally your dream has sort of come true. So.
In moving forward, like you said, and putting the last couple of seasons behind you, how have you been able to move past the injuries? I mean, do you just chalk it up as bad luck? How have you been able to put that behind you and moving forward?
It's pretty simple, actually. I mean, honestly, you just deal with things as they come up. So it's not, like, again, I don't go home and think to myself, like, oh my gosh, I've been hurt all these times. How am I going to do whatever? And my focus has always been, it will continue to be, just what am I doing today? What am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing next week? And you kind of deal with things as they come up. So that's always been my approach. It always will be, whether I'm standing here talking to you guys or, I don't know, working on a bank somewhere. I don't, you know, whatever it is I'll do. So that's kind of my approach to life. And I don't know. I think it's worked okay.
Is it going to be odd seeing Peyton come here in a Denver uniform?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Are they coming here?
Actually,
is
it? Yes.
They come here? Yeah, that'll be odd. It's funny how it works out where, like, he goes to a team that ends up coming back here, right? He could have gone places that wouldn't have, but not implying anything. I'm really not. But no, it'll be different. I mean, I think more than anything, that just shows you nobody is immune to being cut. Nobody's immune to their career being over. I mean, the only guarantee in the NFL, there are no guarantees. That's what our old offensive coordinator, Clyde Christensen, used to say. And it's the truth. I mean, it's near impossible to predict what's going to happen in the NFL from week to week, month to month, year to year. 365 days from now, or prior to today, nobody would have thought that he'd be in Denver, right? So, that's just how it is. It's kind of a fluid deal, and it's part of what makes it fun, I think.
Final question. When did
Sunday, so a week. We had NFLPA meetings. I was one of our reps in Indy. Got through with those, and I just wanted to get up here. I want to get kind of immersed as quickly as possible, and I think it's a lot easier to get to know people when it's small groups. You know, there's however many guys here now, so you meet those people, and then, you know, a few more will trickle in, and then the big group comes in. So that was kind of my thought. Generally a quiet person, so it's easier for me to meet people this way.
Thanks.
Boring, I know. Sorry.